Welcome back to Bahati Life Podcast. My name is Jessica. I'm the creator of Bahati Life and Queen Bee Homestead, astrology, tarot, spiritual alignment, and advocating for trusting your intuition are the things that I am the most passionate about. Now, today we'll be gathered around our virtual bonfire and talking about the stars. More specifically, what's happening in the stars and how their movement is impacting us here today. We'll do this first by breaking down the transits one by one, and I'll share the best way to move with these transits to help you maximize all of what they are so generously giving to you now. Before I dive into the astrology part of this podcast, I'd like to start off with a moment of reflection and intention, as I do with most things. In today's moment of reflection, I really want to draw your attention to the magic of even the smallest things. Life is an extraordinary tapestry woven with the threads of countless small magical moments. It's that first sip of morning coffee, the cozy embrace of your warm favorite sweater, or the laughter of a child. These everyday delights are like hidden treasures waiting for us to uncover them. How many of these magical moments can you count that happened in your day today? And how many small things can you turn into magical moments? Next time you take a sip of your coffee or your tea or even a tall glass of water, pause and savor it. Feel the warmth or the coolness in your hands and let it fill you with gratitude. The second moment of reflection that I want to share with you today is the power of connection. One of life's greatest joys is the connection we make with others. Whether it's a heart-to-heart conversation with a friend or a smile exchange with a stranger, these moments remind us that we're all a part of a shared human experience. It can be very easy in today's times to find ourselves frustrated with each other, frustrated with ourselves, frustrated with even humanity. In this moment is an opportunity for you to draw closer to people that you may not necessarily know, whether that be on the internet or whether that be in everyday life. This gives you permission to get closer to being patient and kinder to yourself, believe it or not. I want to encourage you to try to strike up conversation with someone you've never spoken to before. Or if someone has a differing opinion than you or perspective of you, try to open your mind to understand where it is that they might be coming from. Remember that everyone has their own journey, their own story, and at the end of the day, we're all just kind of ultimately walking each other home. You might be surprised at how easy it is to connect with others, and you might just make a new friend or learn something fascinating. So feel free to pause this podcast to journal or lean into this revelation or this moment of reflection a little further. And when you're ready, I'll be here and let's go ahead and dive into the weekly transit and what exactly it is that we can expect. Before I dive into the energy of this week, it's very important to me that I take a step back and I look at the week prior. The energy that is still lingering, that is impacting us here, even now in this week, is the fact that September 14th, we have the new moon happening in the sign of Virgo. At the same day, almost exactly the same day, September 15th, we had Mercury then turn direct a little later on in the afternoon, but we felt the impact of that because Mercury rules Virgo. Virgo was the area that we saw a new chapter, these new doors, this new energy opening up, and we were invited to reflect on this energy a little further in our lives. For every single one of us, where this new moon happened and where Mercury move direct is going to be different. So I really want to encourage you to pull your own astrology chart so you can see exactly where this energy lies and where this invitation, this offer was extended to you. Moving past that though, we are still in this open energy, this open space of co-creation with the universe. This is why one of the first posts that I made to start our week was that to invite you into reflection and being deliberately intentional with how you are moving during this week, how you are spending your time, what is that you're focusing on, and making sure that even though Mercury is now direct, that we're not forcing our will and forcing our intention down the universe's throat, that we are also being very respectful of divine timing. This is going to allow us to not repeat the same mistakes that we've made in the past, which we can find ourselves doing if we are moving too fast, too furious in our everyday lives. So this is a wonderful opportunity for you to take a step back and to be inspired and excited about anything that you feel that is manifesting within its life, any new chapters, new journeys, new seasons that is that you're entering, taking steps towards making that vision a reality, whatever that looks like for you, whether that be you're opening up the doors of your life to dating and to new relationships after a breakup or divorce, whether that be taking steps to your own personal freedom, whatever that looks like for you. For some of you guys, I don't know why I just got a vision of someone on a boat just kind of navigating uncharted waters and territory, at least when it comes to your own experience. Maybe for some of you guys, you're revisiting an old business plan or starting a totally new business plan when it comes to something that feels totally in alignment with your own path and your own purpose. Whatever new door is opening up here in your life, let's not dive headfirst in. Let's not force the outcome and make things try to move faster as far as planning stages. Let's invite in the universe and the divine and our angels and our guides to inspire our actions so that we're not just moving from reaction quick. So this is the energy that we are walking out of and walking with as we enter into this week. There is the element of surprise, definitely inspired by Sun trine Uranus, September 15th. September 15th was last week, but again, this is energy that we're feeling now. This is radical, crazy changes that we are not expecting, things that are unpredictable at best, twists and turns. But honestly, the first thing that it makes me think of is that it adds another layer to our character. It is our ability to look at life and laugh at life or have a certain sense of humor in how things tend to unfold and unravel. And it would be in your best interest to try to deal with life's dramatic twists and turns with somewhat of a sense of humor and also curiosity as far as what you can do in the midst of things turning a quick left when you're thinking that they're going to go right. For those of you guys that need this energy to be a little bit more specific, Uranus is very much the planet of surprises and unexpected developments that usually end up being for our highest and greatest good for the future. But when we're in it, it's really hard to see the blessing in it, especially when Uranus is now transiting through the sign of Taurus, the sign that most likely rules the very things that it is that we wish would be a little bit more predictable at best. We like routine, we like comfort. And when Uranus steps forward and says, I'm going to switch up the game plan, it can really shock us, make us feel stubborn, and even want to fight back in order to self-protect or to self-advocate. This most likely for many of us will dive into the realms of our sense of security when it comes to what it is that we value the most, when it comes to our spending, our resources, even more so when Venus squares off with Jupiter on the 17th, 2 o'clock in the morning, but we felt it the entirety of that, the days after that and the days before that, because Venus represents money and resources. Uranus is highlighting the things that it is that we value the most. Venus puts that money, puts that energy where it is that we want to spend our money to reflect that which we value. Squaring off with Jupiter, it almost feels like we got too much of something too soon, or too much of something and it's overwhelming us, overburdening us, whether that be the fact that you might owe a bill larger than it was that you were expecting to pay. You're caught off guard by that. You don't know where you're going to get the money from, the resources for that, or you might be trying to offload, and in the process of downsizing or downgrading or making life a little bit more simple and manageable and bite-sized, it's requiring a lot of you. You might have to spend in order to save less or save more, if that makes any sense. So somehow in the process of trying to manage your budget or do something that it is that you're excited to do and that you want to do, it costs you more than it wasn't that you were expected. Again, it's these crazy twists and turns, and the universe is asking you if you can, and I know this feels really difficult to even be asked this of you right now, but can you look at this with through the lens of curiosity or even a sense of humor? For some of you guys, you might feel like canceling plans, especially now that Mercury is moving direct. This means that the plans that you had set into place when Mercury was retrograde, now they switch, they deviate, they're changing up in some way, shape, or form. That's something also that we can expect during these transits. And it can be really tough sometimes to deliver the news to those who are counting on you or looking out for you, because you are now in a space right now where you're learning about how to be independent, how to self-prioritize, how to put yourself first, and to do what's in your best interest, even if that means disappointing others. And this is not just this transit that is that I'm looking at, but the entire chart as a whole. Now let's go ahead and look into the energy of this week. It's so interesting that last week we were individually kind of pulled into the shadow cave within ourselves to kind of reflect, whether that be a moment of reflection or whether you actually were disconnected from friends, family, the outside world, in order to pause, reconsider, reflect, and co-create with the universe the intentions and the future that it is that you are now manifesting and bringing to life. It's interesting because September 19th, the sun is directly opposing Neptune, and Neptune is also retrograde. The problem with Neptune being retrograde is that in an already cloudy, unclear situation, it has become somehow cloudier and even more foggy. In that, you are still asked to use your intuition and use your intuitive gifts, or use divine intervention, or use miracles or magic in order to help you to navigate and steer through, again, these uncharted waters. What does this mean? This means that not everything is going to be black and white. There's going to be a lot of gray area. This means that you are going to need to be a little bit more flexible and fluid with others or with expectations than you normally would want to be. The sun directly opposing Neptune is wonderful because it allows us to interact even further with our own realms of imagination and intuition and inspiration. So that's wonderful when it comes to music and creativity and artistic expression. However, we are not all creative, or even the creatives may find themselves kind of getting struck with this energy too. Our imagination can tend to run wild. And what does this mean? This means that we can feel lost in the sauce, disconnected from ourselves, or overwhelmed by the amount of sensitivity from the energies that we are picking up on, the energies that we are receptive to. So this is going to be triggered even more so in the fact that our foundation that makes us feel stable and supported is being struck down and rearranged by six other planets that are currently retrograde, but specifically Uranus in the sign of Taurus and Jupiter transiting the sign of Taurus. There's blessings here to be found in the chart for every single one of us, but in order to maximize those blessings or even find that buried treasure of blessings, we would need to listen to our intuition and kind of ease off of the gas in our life and follow the flow of how our energy feels. Now, remember, there's no such thing as black and white when it comes to this time in our lives with these type of astrological events, with these type of astrological energies. There is no right or wrong. It just is what it is. And finding the balance between what is right for you, but also might be uncomfortable for you, and sticking with that and allowing yourself to honor that and allowing yourself to feel all of those emotions and what that brings up for you. And then realizing what isn't right for you. And even though it may defy societal expectations or pull you away from the things that it is or people that is that you love, just knowing that you are not doing that because energetically, you know that that is not the right way, that is not the right answer. I also want to tell you that for many of you guys, with the sun directly being opposed by Neptune retrograde right now, your dreams are probably lit, honey, to say the very least. You're probably getting a lot of subconscious visions, messages, and inspiration as far as what's going on in the subconscious while it is that you're sleeping. So for many of you guys, I want to encourage you to journal and make notes of what it is that you're dreaming about, and don't discard it. And then also don't try to look at it exactly for what the dream you think the dream represents. Really try to expand beyond the initial images that is that you're seeing, because the subconscious mind works in the realms of symbols, and it's up to us to be able to make a little extra time to begin to piece the bits and pieces of the puzzle together so that we can see the bigger picture of what our subconscious is trying to reveal to us. Everyone is going to be different. I also want to tell you that for many, when the sun is directly opposing Neptune, the sun represents our identity, our egos. And this is why I feel like you might be experiencing dissociation or disconnection from yourself. You may even feel like you feel disconnected from the divine or from the universe or from God or a higher power or from your own intuition, because there's so many things that feel like they're striking out towards you. And in that, usually it's not that you're disconnected from the divine, because I don't see how that could happen unless you just completely veered off path in such a crazy, obvious, distinct, and loud way. Sometimes it's just that we are ungrounded and unstable and uprooted, that we feel like we're no longer connected to a higher power, when in reality it's just that we've lost that connection within ourselves. And the way to go back to the self is to embrace the shadow, embrace the unknown, and spend a little bit additional time asking yourself, what is it that I'm intuitively feeling and sensing right now? Can I honor that, even if that means that I may have to veer in a different path, say no to something, so that I can create more time for me to reconnect back within my own feelings, so that I can feel grounded and supported and stable and divinely inspired once again. It's not that we are disconnected from the divine. It's just that sometimes we are confused within our own bodies and with all the energy that is that we are feeling. And a quick pause or moment of reflection will fix that. With this, I want to tell you guys too that there is this desire sometimes to self-reflect and to even pull ourselves away from or redefine our identity. Because in this type of transit this week, sun directly opposing Neptune, we are now feeling a higher vibration. And when that happens, we get called to a different path, a different purpose, because the way that we were once living or moving or breathing, the expectations that is that we had for ourselves no longer are a vibrational match for us. And that means that the path is veering in different directions. What does the energy feel like now? What does it feel like now? That's something to sit with, to journal with. How would you like to feel in the present moment? How would you like to feel in the future? What are the things that are important and are valuable to you? What do those things look like? What are they shaping themselves out to be? Follow the energy, follow how it makes you feel, because that is actually, quote unquote, the right way to go. You're gonna feel it by how it, you're gonna know that it's the right thing by how it makes you feel. Anything else is going to feel like disconnection from the divine and disconnection from your higher self. even if that means that you might have to say no a little more and express some stronger boundaries, do it. Do it. The other thing that is I'm seeing here now is Sun trining off with Pluto, and this is so wonderful. This is going to be happening September 21st, which is, I believe, a Thursday. Yep. Wow, I can't believe I got that right. Oh yeah, September 21st, which is a Thursday. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, because with all of these shifts and questions of how does your energy feel and are you feeling connected to the universe, to the divine? Do you feel like the way that you're living right now reflects a higher vibrational path, that it is that you are unintentionally manifesting for your life? Sometimes we don't realize that it is that we are, sometimes we don't realize where our steps are leading us to. It's like we're subconsciously co-creating with the universe, and that's how how close we are with the divine, that it's constantly speaking into our heart space, and then it pulls us away from and disconnects us away from the things that don't match that alignment. And then when we start getting pulled away or being called to take different paths, it's so interesting that our logical brains, our brains want to reason and try to make sense of it. They start to panic because it's not what we chose. And we're just like, oh my God, I'm off my path. When ultimately you're actually deeper in alignment with your path. Have you guys noticed that? I've been doing a lot of readings lately, and that has been a very common theme, especially with those who are now being awakened into careers of like life path, like being life coaches and helping others along their life path. There's almost like a disconnection and a separation that they're feeling within themselves between their old life, the way that they were once living, and the life that is that they are about to live, that they are walking into. Also balancing that with just normal everyday human experiences that are tricky at best. And there's this question of, why isn't this happening for me? Why isn't it happening in the way that it is that I expected it to? Well, number one, astrologically speaking, the planets are breaking down underneath you. So the stable ground and your finances and your, you know, your budget and your spending and your resources and the opportunities and independence that you think should be available to you are crushing up and crunching up. That's just the ways of the world right now. But your own values are pulling you into new waters, new uncharted territory. And that can be really scary to swim through murky waters, especially when your intuition was a thing that led you there. Of course, you're going to second guess yourself. Now, this is a very specific example as far as what it is that I've been seeing in other people's charts and other people's readings as I'm doing those readings for others who have booked them through my website only, by the way. I do not want to have a spike in hearing people getting scammed by people who are offering readings, and it's not me. The only time that you can book a reading with me is through BahatiLife.com. Anything else is a scam, and I don't reach out to other people saying that I feel called to shuffle and pull tarot for anyone, or that I'm feeling or sensing anything. I notoriously stay off the internet or off social media when I'm not posting on there. I just post and I disappear. I go back into my world, my personal world, whether I'm shuffling for others or living my life as far as like cooking dinner or whatever the case is. But I'm not out here offering readings as far as like, oh, I'm sensing something for you. I saw your photo and I felt something. I just don't do that. Anything that is approaching you is definitely a scam. But moving forward, I've definitely been seeing that main theme, and that's why I'm using this example now to share this with you, is because some of you guys who haven't booked a reading with me can actually relate to this energy that those who have, not everyone, but a lot of people who have thus far are expressing these same feelings. Or maybe it's not directly when it comes to your life path and purpose. It could be relationships or things that are just feeling, have you second guessing yourself in your own journey. I think that it's very normal and even necessary part of your own transformative process right now. I hope this is making sense. You guys, please let me know that this is making sense or not. Because I will do my best to break it down in the next podcast or follow up this podcast with another. Or if there's any questions that you have that would be beneficial to you or to help you along this journey, please don't hesitate to ask. The next thing I want to talk to you about is the fact that on the 23rd, the Sun is going to be entering into the sign of Libra, and the 23rd is a Saturday. The same day, Venus is going to be trine Chiron retrograde. This is beautiful because leading up to this, and I'm not sure if I was totally clear on that, leading up to this, these planets this week are solely focused on your empowerment through following your intuition and how the universe, how God is speaking into your life. When you sit in your quiet time, give yourself ample space to allow the waters of your feelings, your emotions to clear out. When those waters begin to clear, then ask the questions that you need to hear the most right now, and trust the first answer and the second answer that comes to you. The first answer can sometimes reflect your fear. The second answer follows up and will oftentimes reflect the divine's voice, or at least that's been the experience for me. Fear tends to come first because it's our immediate instinctual reaction. But in the quiet times, when things still, that is when I personally hear the divine's voice, God's voice, my higher power, my higher voice, clearer than the noise of my fear, my doubt, my own human insecurities. I wonder if you can relate to those experiences. And I wonder if you can relate to that feeling. Do not force the outcome. Do not force yourself to get to the final destination. Allow yourself the luxury of enjoying this present moment, this present situation, these present feelings, even if they may be difficult, because these feelings in this moment, this too shall pass. And you are invited to welcome in grace and patience and kindness and peace into every single moment of your life as often as it is that you can, because this is literally, these tiny moments are going to make up the entirety of your life. So give yourself a whole lot of grace in the process of trying to figure it out. On the 23rd, September 23rd, this is when the sun enters in the sign of Libra, and Libra is notoriously known for harmony, for alignment, for partnership, for balance, for connection. And with this, whether you are manifesting closeness in your relationships or even manifesting a relationship, I really want to push away the idea of the other. And I want to invite you, at least for this week, and as we're entering into the 23rd or nearing towards Sun entering into Libra on the 23rd, I want to invite you into exploring what harmonic alignment might look like for you. What are you harmonizing and what are you aligning with lately? If it doesn't feel like a vibrational match for you, if it doesn't feel like the vibrational match that is that you wish to exude, that you want to be, that you want to encompass, that you want to radiate, that you want to share with the world, what do you need to do in order to get you to that place of a high vibration that matches your intention? Sometimes it's very easy for us to say, oh yeah, meet me at my level, when we don't realize that our vibration isn't actually moving, operating from a high vibration. We're actually on a lower level, and we are stating from our ego, meet me here, when in reality, we could easily benefit from some self-reflection, a pause, and a revamp in what we're thinking, what we're feeling, what we're speaking, what we're doing, because somehow inadvertently we've slipped into the shadow aspect within ourselves, and we're fighting and battling through that back into the light space. I wonder how many of us, and I can relate to this for those that are defensive, I'm going to meet you and lower my defense and be vulnerable with you and share with you that there are many times where I can show up high vibrational for the world, but there are parts of my own experience that do not reflect a high vibrational Jess. There's moments where I feel lost or insignificant, or I question my value, or I question my purpose, or what that looks like. And I have to immediately disconnect from the present, whatever that is, pull into myself, ask myself, what is it that it is that I'm feeling? Where are these feelings coming from? And I go to my altar and I sort it out with the divine until my energy shifts. And the shift is usually almost felt immediately. Why? Because I saw myself slipping. I saw myself struggling. I saw myself revisiting difficult thoughts or difficult feelings or reliving past traumas and being triggered by them. And I chose not to hide from them. I chose to embrace them because I'm on a journey of authenticity always, with moving with integrity and with pursuing healing for myself, because that's not something that I want to pass on to the next generation. It's a disservice for me to continue as is in those moments without ever bringing them to the divine and saying, this is how it is that I'm feeling. So in the process of disconnecting and pulling back into myself and immediately going to my altar or going into my prayer space, I've already chosen a higher path. This is something that I believe is very, very human for every single one of us. And maybe we don't talk about it enough, but I'm not going to be one of them. I really want to call out the skeletons in each of our closets and learn how to dance with them instead of continuing to be another generation that hides them and pretends like they don't exist. So on September 23rd, 2:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the sun is going to enter into the sign of Libra. And this is, again, that wonderful time to ask ourselves, what is it that I have accidentally or intentionally aligned with? Does it match what it is that I truly want to see for myself? And instead of pretending like it is or it isn't, I'm going to move with integrity, call it out, and encourage myself at that vibrational space, or encourage myself to transition, to co-create, and to move in a place that is healthy so I can vibrate at the level that it is that I see for myself and that I want to achieve for myself. And that is so encouraged by me. No judgment. No judgment. We all have moments of highs and we have moments of lows and we have the in-betweens. So my loves, that's exactly what it is that I'm seeing for this week ahead. I am hoping that this has been helpful for you. That is always my intention, that the time that is that we share, whether it be through the podcast or Bahati Life YouTube channel, that it be very positive and beneficial to you, and that it meets you with, of course, perfect divine timing. If you have any questions when it comes to these astrological transits, if you are inquisitive about working with me, you can reach me at bahatilife.com, or you can send me an email at info@bahatilife.com. The apothecary, the shop, my magic is currently closed off right now as I am growing my own magic within my own life. I'm also writing my third or fourth book. I can't remember. Can someone remind me? How many books has it been? Has it been three or four? I'm pretty sure it's been four. But this is going to be my grimoire of sorts, and it's going to be my pride and joy. Why? Because I have been working on this one for years, honey, and I am not rushing through it. And I want it to be everything. I want it to be leather bound. I want it to be beautiful. And I'm going to leave out the rest of the details. Just know that it's going to be something magnificent. And that's why I closed the apothecary down, so that I could focus on making that a reality, as well as working on readings. Until then, you guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me here on the YouTube channel or on the podcast. I do want to invite you to subscribe to this YouTube channel or this podcast, because there's plenty more videos and content where this came from. And of course, I will see you in my next one.